think I've seen you once before. Picture just walking through that door. I keep forgetting your name. The sun is setting, the sun is setting, the moon is rising again. Hallucinations appear. Got no patience, just one patient here.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 373. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things this week with a song by the Monochrome Set. That song is called Fele, and that's from the album Cosmonaut, which came out September 9th on Tapete Records. It could be Tapete, which I think is like a Spanish, like a tablecloth or something, but it could be Tapete or something that's Portuguese, which means something else. I don't know. It's a German label. How am I supposed to know how to pronounce it? Anyway, that band, of course, from London, and part of the C86 scene without actually being around in C86. They had actually broken up by 86, kind of started in 78 and then broke up in 85. And then they've had fits of on and off and on and off. And I think they've been together for about 5 years now in this reformed version. And this is the fourth album of that reform set, and it's a fun album. I think there's good things to listen to there. I'll give that one a listen, see if it's something that interests you. It is definitely a pop record, and that can be a good thing. Lots of music this week. 8 tracks. Gotta let them roll. This is Pansy Division with the song Kiss Me at Midnight.
Wasn't the worst year, but it wasn't the best. And now that it's ending, I'm glad to put it to rest. But there's a party on New Year's, and I want you to attend, 'cause I know how I want to bring the year to an end. fly by. Each year passes faster. Am I running out of time? But there's a party on New Year's, and I wanna take you. 'Cause at the end of the year, I know what I wanna do. So kiss me at midnight on
love that band. So that is Beach Slang with the song Spin the Dial. That's on the new album, A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings, which will be out September 23rd on Polyvinyl Records. Though if you did the pre-order on that, you got your copy today. So I can share it. You can enjoy it. Definitely, that band is never going to climb out from the Replacements comparisons, I guess, much like Gaslight Anthem and Bruce Springsteen. But I don't think the band should try. They do it so wonderfully, mixing in that sort of aesthetic. And that is a good song. It's a good album. There's another single that's been released from the album. I think it's called Punk Band at a Disco Bar or something of that sort. Punk at a Disco Bar, I think. Anyway, there's a video for that one, and it's good, and you should watch it because that's what you should do with videos. Before that, we heard from Pansy Division with the song Kiss Me at Midnight, New Year's Eve. I've got a problem with that. New Year's Eve ends at 11:59 midnight. That's New Year's Day. But anyway, this on the album Quite Contrary, which came out September 9th on Alternative Tentacles, a band, of course, originally from San Francisco. I think they've been spread out since those early days. And this is the band's first album in, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, something like that. And it is a fine album. That song there also has a video, and you should also watch it, this one, with your eyes. Anyway, more music. I'll stop talking. We're going to travel back here to 1978. This is The Boys with Talking.
Talking. forget you not as we drink to you here tonight. We forget you not, cause it ain't just goodbye. We forget you not as we raise our glasses high.
We remember you.
Just ripping through them. That set started with The Boys with the song Talking, and that's from the band's 1978, I think their second album or third album, I can't remember, second album I bet in 78. The song appears on the punk rock anthology 2-CD compilation that I just picked up from Anagram Records, released back in 2008, and boy, it is so nice to have all of those Boys songs that I did not have before, and that is just one of the best bands of all time. If you haven't paid attention to The Boys, go back and maybe pick up this exact punk rock anthology compilation, 2 CDs, Anagram Records, and figure out all that you've been missing out on. After that, we heard from Razor Cut and with the song Razor Glasses. That's on the album Rise Again, which came out July 18th of last year on Rebellion Records. A lovely little oi band there from Melbourne, Australia. And a couple of gals in that band, actually. A gal on lead guitar, so I think maybe another one too, but I know the one on lead guitar, and which is a rarity for a genre that is so masculine, and I'm happy for that diversity there, and happy for that band, knowing, of course, I will never get to see them, because boy bands from Australia don't usually end up in Kansas City. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's do another set here. I'm going to start off with a band from Memphis, I think. The band is called Knots. The song is called Cold Line. We'll be right back. Tonight, that was Tweak by the band Cowtown, and that is on the album Paranormal Romance, which came out August 19th on Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records, a band out of Leeds in the UK. And before that, we heard from Knots from Memphis, Tennessee. That song is called Cold Line, and it's on the band's album Cosmetic, which came out September 9th on Goner Records. That is a very solid album there, and just so nice. So primal, I guess, in a lot of ways, but then layers of interesting, notey sort of maybe keys, maybe guitar, depends on the track. I'm a fan of that album. So hopefully, I see they're touring a lot, but kind of regional. We'll see if they make it through to Kansas City. That would make me happy. Anyway, we're out of time. I need to wrap things up here. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast, number 373. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, the 17th, the anniversary is playing at the Bottleneck, or Billy Badass is doing an in-show at Records with Merritt. On the 21st, Cass McCombs is playing at Three Links in Dallas. That doesn't apply to most of you, but it probably does to me. Legendary Pink Dots in Kansas City at the Record Bar that same night. The 30th, Ghost is playing at the Midland. On the 1st, we have Summer Camp Fest, and I will have a whole podcast next week talking about Summer Camp Fest at Holy Cow. The Mountain Goats are playing at the Madrid that same night as well. How do I do both? We'll have to figure that one out. Looking at the 2nd, Andrew Jackson Jihad at the Granada. 8th, Taco Cat at the Jackpot. The 10th, it's the 9th of October, Quintron and Miss Pussycat at the Record Bar. The 13th, L Storm at the Riot Room. Bare Hands, the 13th, at Record Bar. The 14th, White Fang at Record Bar. And the 15th, Shona Knife at Record Bar. Three nights in a row that you're going to want to be there. La Sera is playing the 14th at the Riot Room. The 18th, Rasputina at the Riot Room. 21st, Group Love is playing at Uptown. 26th, Dean Ween is playing with Meat Puppets at the Record Bar. 28th, Margot Price is at Knuckleheads. And the 31st, Beach Slang, who we heard earlier today, playing at the Tank Room. And that should be a wonderful Halloween show that I know I will be at as soon as I give all my candy to kids. Actually, nobody comes to my house. I dress up, I put out pumpkins and lights and scary music, and I just sit there and no one comes. Sad. Anyway, one song left for you. Shifting gears a little bit, as we tend to do with the last song, because, hey, it's got to go somewhere. This is a track by Chris Brokaw and Jeff Farina. You know them from their myriad of other bands, and if you don't, well, look them up. The song I'm going to play is called Hello Stranger. Originally, it was a Carter Family song and a duet, and so it works very well for these two wonderful guitarists, more known for their guitar work than their vocal work, but both do sing as well. This is from a 9-song album called All Out and Down that Landland put out June of this year. It is, I think, the duo's second collaborative album, and like the first one, features covers, mostly blues, kind of ragtime, but this one definitely straight-up country song, at least how it was originally here. I don't know, I like the take a lot, and I like to hear their voices together, and I like those two guitars. So let's end it this way. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Too Much Rock Podcast 373. We're ending things off here with Chris Brokaw and Jeff Farina. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger. You're a pal of mine. Get up, rounder.
Let a working man lay down.
Get up, rounder.
Let a working man lay down.
You are a rounder. But you're all out and down. Every time
I ride the 6th and 4th street car.
Every time
I ride the 6th and 4th street car.
I could see my baby peeping through the bars. She bowed her head
She bowed her head and she waved both hands at me.
I'm prison bound, longing to be free. Oh, I'll see you
when your troubles are like mine.
Yes, I'll see you
when your troubles are like mine.
Oh, yes, I see you
when you haven't got a dime.
Weeping like a willow,
mourning like a dove.
Weeping like a willow,
mourning like a dove.
There's a girl up the country
that I really love.
Stranger,
put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger,
put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger, you're a pal of mine.